Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Gotta be e-socking me.
All right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours. Are you tailing?
Forget the myths that the media has created and just follow the money.
Or fading?
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on the drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
That's right. People, Clint Bajani, if you didn't know, our guy Sean Bajani's in for Ron, the show Hughley today on the drive on a Monday. We have a big sports night. Big sports night for a Monday. So why not bet on all of them? Kind of like last week, we got a smorgasbord here. I got two MLB bets for the people along with one bet in action for USA and Belgium tonight as USA looks to win or go home. Backs against the wall, got to win this one. So the first two bets for the people tonight, the Drive family. First, your Astros in action any minute now, so you want to get this one in if you do want to tail. Paredes, Isak Paredes, he has been hot. Hits in 8 of the last 10 Astros games, and he has success in his career against a starting arm tonight for the Nationals. Take Paredes over 1.5 total bases. Gets a double, he puts money in your pocket. Paredes over 1.5 total bases. Next, your second baseball bet for Monday night. Mets at the Braves. This one being at Truist is a very pitcher-friendly ballpark. I'm on under 9 runs. Along with having Peralta on the mound in this game, I don't think a lot of runs are going to be scored. So under 9 between the New York Mets and Atlanta Braves. And then your bonus bet, your soccer bet, your football bet for tonight.
Come on.
These colors don't run, people. These colors do not run. Bet the red, white, and blue to win it in regulation. That's the key here. I got odds at minus 130 for the USA to win in regulation against Belgium tonight. That means they got to win at the end of stoppage time after 90 minutes. No PKs, no extra period, none of that. Win it in the regular time of the game tonight for the USA and put some money in your pocket at minus 130 odds. Let's go.
You got room for your boy?
I do.
And for a couple?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been winning a lot lately.
I feel really good about the USA tonight. I feel really, really good about the USA tonight. Fully loaded. Everybody's ready to rock and roll. Thank you, President Trump, for making that happen. I like the USA bet. I'm going to ride with you on that one. And then I'm going to tell you, boys, beyond Yordan Alvarez, the most confident I am in an Astros hitter right now, other than Yordan Alvarez, is Isak Paredes. I'm high on Seawalk now. He's having a good year. I like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel, and I'm talking about just my personal gut feeling. I'm not talking about what the batting average or the OPS or what this or that will tell you. I'm talking about going up there and give me a quality at bat in a critical situation. Down 1-9, you need to get a runner on to get the tying run on. I want Isak Paredes at the plate, right? Got a runner at second, need to move him. I want a guy that can spray the ball, hit the ball where it's pitched, and give me a chance to advance the runner or maybe even score a run. Isak Paredes is the guy. Not named Yordan Alvarez. Give me Isak Paredes. I'll take him over a base and a half.
Guy to, you know, keep a rally going because he can work a walk
anything
as well.
Give me the scenario, Bajani. Other than Yordan Alvarez, I'm most confident in Isak.
The guy's not going to be playing for the Astros tonight, but the next one, Jeremy Peña. You know, the way Peña has been going before his injury, I trust Peña in a big spot as well.
Fair. I'm still Isak guy, but I feel you.
But I'm with you. Hey, look, a guy that's going to get on base, you know, 36-37% of the time like Isak does. Because he's going to have a good at-bat. Whether he puts the ball in play or not, the fact that he can work a walk with the best of them, yeah, I like that. That's the best one. For me, I'd roll with the Isak Paredes. I have to be honest with you. I am not confident because it's soccer and I don't follow it but once every 4 years. I am not confident, or I'm not confident in the U.S. and Belgium game tonight. I just want to see a good ball game.
Okay.
So there's that. Now, as far as the under nine runs with Peralta being on the mound in that Mets and Braves game, I'll roll with you there. That would be my number two. And then a distant third is U.S. and Belgium.
Oh, I'm going USA.
I'm a little scary.
I'm going USA.
A little scary.
Belgium's getting older. U.S. is getting younger. That young U.S. team is gaining momentum. Now, all of a sudden, you get this right before the game starts, you get this major, major boost that Flo Balogun is going to be is going to play. Shoot, man, this has got USA written all over.
Is there a chance? Is there a chance that Belgium could be really nasty in this game
tonight?
They
can be nasty as they want. They're going to get ass whooped by the United States, man. By the way, a little earlier, a little World Cup action a little earlier, Spain beat Portugal 1-0, which that sets the table for the winner of USA-Belgium will move on and play Spain in the round of eight. So you know tonight you're playing for you punch your ticket to round of eight, and when you get there, Spain will be waiting on you. How good is the United States this year in World Cup? I think you're fixing to find out. You're going to get challenged by Belgium, and then obviously with Spain waiting in the wings. Real quick, if this is the biggest sports story that on the planet, if we're being honest right now, with World Cup going on, Flo Balogun, I'll go ahead and say it. I think he's the best player, most important player for the USA team. He was given a red card, which meant he was out for the second half of the Bosnia-Herzegovina game, and he was had a one-game ban in World Cup play, which would mean that he would have to miss this game. Now, immediately following that game, FIFA and U.S. Soccer both, and I'm paraphrasing here. Mm-hmm. They both said, look, the appeal, there's no avenue to appeal. We're not going to appeal. So the thought was, hey, this is set in stone. The Americans, USA is going to have to play the next game without their best player. Well, I think myself and many others thought, how silly is that? I mean, literally accidentally stepped on a guy's ankle and he's got to miss an entire game. It was bad enough he had to play shorthanded. He had to miss half the game. Now he's going to have to miss the entire game in the round of 16 versus Belgium. Well, as we're finding out, it's pretty common. World leaders calling FIFA and for one reason or another, communicating with FIFA president for one reason or another, it's not uncommon. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump picks up the phone. Calls the FIFA president and says, just voices his opinion of how egregious the no call, then the red card call, the shift and all that, how egregious it is, the call and everything in between, how it happened. And
hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
The penalty was investigated, it was reviewed, and now, thank the good Lord, the USA is whole, and Balogun is going to play tonight, and we're going to see the best that the United States has to offer. Here is President Trump explaining what he did to kind of trigger this action.
All I did, I asked for a review because I didn't think it was a foul. And, you know, again, I'm good at this stuff. I didn't think it was a foul. I thought it was two great athletes that crashed into each other and got entangled. That was not a guy punching somebody in the face or anything that, you know, would be different. And I think it's a terrible, if they wouldn't allow, you know, a top player, maybe the best, maybe among the best players on the team to play, I think it would have had a big stain. And I related just that feel. I didn't tell him what to do. I can't tell him what to do. And I don't believe he made the decision. I think it was a committee that made the decision. And they made the right decision because, number one, it wasn't a foul. And you want to see a game with your best players.
I agree with you, President Trump. I want to see a game with the best players. I want to see what the best that Belgium has to offer. I want to see the best that the United States has to offer. I think what would have been a crying ass shame here is if they'd have let it stand, and then you've got to go play. The U.S. has to go play short one player, and then that kid, that player, misses the opportunity to do something that's never been done in U.S. history. I disagree. Even after we talked about it a little earlier, Sean, I disagree that this is going to be a major stain on whatever success the United States has moved. Now, I think it's going to be a talking point simply because Trump's involved. But
definitely,
the reality of this is anybody that watched it, anybody that gives a rip, even the casuals like myself, you watch that and you realize it would have been a crying shame. Whatever the outcome is of the next game, it would have been a crying shame if this kid was not able to play beyond the half that he was already suspended for last week. It just for the crime did not fit the punishment.
Now, you know, the FIFA president, you just kind of paraphrased a little bit of his very lengthy statement that he put out earlier today, because he had heard the noise, you know, about sure. Like, come on, yeah. How are you going to listen to the president of the United States? And, you know, just all of a sudden just turned this whole thing around. And he went through, you know, kind of what the protocol is, that this thing was going to be decided upon still anyway, regardless of a phone call. That's at least what I perceive from it. I wonder if President Trump has put anything out, because I'm sure he, too, in his camp has heard the noise about, like, come on, you know, you come into the U.S.'s rescue. Like, you could have let it just play out. You got to get in the way. And now you're taking credit for all this stuff. Two words, really, is if I'm Trump's PR staff, remember Lethal Weapon 2? You ever seen Lethal Weapon?
I have, but I don't recall what line you're going to use.
All right, Lethal Weapon 2. It was the foreign guy, and he's like, diplomatic immunity, and then Danny Glover's character was like, it's just been revoked, that kind of thing. I would say if I'm President Trump, I would have been like, diplomatic immunity, bitch, you know, that's it. Drop the mic, be done with it, go USA, murder.
Hey, that's right, man. Look, I tip my cap to the president. If you've got the power to make a phone call and change a decision or give us a better chance to win, hey, man, you need to make that phone call. Absolutely. And I greatly appreciate it. Boys, it's been fun. I'm gonna try to stay plugged into USA and the Astros tonight. Homer Mike Burrows on the bump for the Astros. And we'll see if these guys can stay hot in Washington. They got a 6-game road trip here in Washington and in Arlington, and we'll see if they can stay hot, keep climbing. They're flirting with 500 for the first time in a minute. Let's see if they can get there over the next handful of games. For Sean Bajani, my man T. Mill on the ones and twos, I'm Clint Sterner. You're listening to Sports Radio 610. We greatly appreciate it. Until tomorrow, Houston, we love you, baby.
First time in 25 years they've used the bullpen cart.
AJ wasn't going to do it, but I stepped in. I knew what I was doing.
Well, you guys got... I didn't realize y'all had such good Trump voices.
Well, you were
I don't really know why I decided to go Trump there in that situation.
That's good. That's good.
It's
all
a
right.
Good conversation, man.
All right.
All I did, I asked for a review because I didn't think it was a foul. And, you know, again, I'm good at this stuff.
Brought to you by
that boy T-Mill. Woo.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.